Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 8:21 to 30. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 8, verse 21 to 30. Once more, Jesus said to them, "I am going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come." This made the Jews ask, "Will he kill himself? Is that why he says, 'Where I go, you cannot come'?" But he continued, "You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am he, you will indeed die in your sins." "Who are you?" they asked. "Just what I have been telling you from the beginning," Jesus replied. "I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him I tell the world." They did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what pleases him." Even as he spoke, many believed in him. My theme for reflection is the question that reveals the heart. The question that reveals the heart. There is an old story about a teacher who wrote a simple question on the board for his students. "Who are you?" The students gave many answers. One said, "I am a student." Another said, "I am a daughter." Someone else said, "I am someone who hopes to be successful." The teacher smiled and said, "Those are things you do or roles you play. But who are you really?" Questions like that have a way of unsettling us. They move beyond appearances and invite us to face deeper truths. In John 8:21 to 30, Jesus is doing something similar. He is not merely giving information about himself. He is exposing the deeper reality of both who he is and who we are. The conversation begins with a troubling statement, "I am going away, and you will seek me, and you will die in your sin." The words sound severe, but they reveal the central problem of the human condition. Humanity lives from below, bound within the limitations and brokenness of this world. Jesus, however, is from above. The gap between these two realities is not merely intellectual, it is spiritual. The people listening to Jesus misunderstand him. They wonder whether he is speaking about death or departure. But the deeper issue is not confusion alone, it is resistance. They repeatedly ask, "Who are you?" even though Jesus has already shown them through his words and actions. Sometimes the difficulty of faith is not that truth is hidden, but that accepting it would require transformation. At the heart of Jesus' words is the striking declaration, "Unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins." The phrase "I am" echoes the divine language of the Old Testament, reminding us of God's self-revelation to Moses in Exodus 3:14, "I am who I am." John's Gospel repeatedly draws attention to this mystery. The one standing before them is not merely a teacher or prophet, but the one sent from the Father. The Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard once wrote, "Christ is not a teacher who merely informs. He is the one who transforms." The problem Jesus addresses is not ignorance alone, but estrangement. Humanity cannot rescue itself from sin simply by insight or moral improvement. It needs reconciliation. The resolution of the passage appears in a surprising place. Jesus says, "When you have lifted the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He." The lifting refers to the cross. What looks like defeat becomes the moment of salvation. On the cross, the identity of Jesus and the depth of God's love are made unmistakably clear. Scripture itself helps us understand this mystery. Later in the Gospel, Jesus declares, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me," John 14, verse 6. The cross becomes the bridge between below and above, between human brokenness and divine mercy. During the Lenten season, this passage invites us to examine our own lives honestly. In a world filled with countless spiritual options and philosophies, promising fulfillment through self-discovery, personal energy, or positive intention, the gospel presents a different path. Lent reminds us that the deepest human problem is not lack of technique or insight, but separation from God. And the deepest solution is not self-improvement, but faith in the one whom God has sent. Yet the story does not end with rejection. John quietly adds a hopeful note. As he was saying these things, many believed in him. Even in a moment of tension and misunderstanding, faith begins to grow. Lent, therefore, becomes a season of rediscovery. We return to the simple but life-changing question, who is Jesus? And as we answer that question honestly, we begin to understand who we truly are as well. People in need of grace, yet invited into life. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when you think about Jesus, do you see him primarily as a moral teacher or as the Savior sent from God? Number two, in what areas of your life might you still be trying to rely on your own strength rather than trusting Christ? And now our practical exercise for the day. Spend 5 to 10 minutes in quiet prayer reflecting on Jesus' words, "Unless you believe that I am He." Slowly read John 8, 21 to 30 and ask God to deepen your understanding of who Christ truly is. Then reach out to someone with a word of encouragement or prayer, allowing the grace you receive to become grace you share. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the one sent from above, the Son of Man lifted for our salvation. In this Lenten season, open our hearts to recognize who you truly are. Deliver us from the illusion that we can save ourselves and lead us into the freedom of faith in you. Teach us to walk in humility, to trust your grace, and to follow you with courage. May our lives reflect the hope and mercy we have received in you until the day we dwell fully in your presence. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.